body is working so hard for you every second of the day. Show it some love. It'll be there for you too.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Super excited to have a brand new guest with us. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Scott.
Hey, thanks, Drew. It's great to be here. Excited.
All right, yeah, for sure. It's our pleasure. We got lots to talk about today, so I always love to jump right into it. Give our audience a chance to resonate with you for a moment. Tell us about who you are, what you do. Maybe how you got
into it. Thank you. I started basically like a rehab system for the body. It's called Malin Method. My last name's Malin. So, you know, boom. And, the whole idea was I used to play a lot of basketball. I sprained my ankles all the time and, I'd rest and ice it and just couldn't like, would just keep getting hurt, wearing braces all the time, slowing down. And this was like when I was in my 20s. So I was like, oh God, there's gotta be like a better way to do this. So I did a ton of research and I found some really good, you know, kind of healing strategies that work really well for me. And then I extrapolated that out into eventually, well, would this apply to tennis elbow? Would this apply to the shoulder, the knee, the low back? And so I started doing all these different kinds of systems to help people heal at home. Because like when I meet people and they find out what I do, it's never like, oh, I have no pain. Like everybody is always like, oh yeah, my back's bothering me and my shoulder's hurt for 10 years. Like, so I just feel like, you know, people needed a hand, a way to kind of do this stuff. Because the good news is you can actually heal yourself. You don't have to just live with pain. So that's why I got into it a long time ago and been doing it for a long time. And so, yeah, so that's me.
What were you doing before you got into this?
Oh man. I actually worked as a bond trader for a while, which was not my jam. I actually worked with my dad, got out of college and my dad was like, you should come do this with me. And I was like, I'm not like a numbers guy really, but, I was like, I guess I'll try it. I'll try anything. And I did it for a few years, but I was like, you know, when you start falling asleep on the floor of the office, you're like, this is making my head hurt. I'm going to lie down. He's like, I don't know if this is for you. You're like taking naps in the morning.
I love the transparency there. My gosh. I said to myself, like, I was never good in math and I don't even like numbers today, but a lot of what we do, like we run our own business. I'm always doing numbers and I'm always looking at margins and percentages. And, I didn't really dawn on me. Someone asked me a math question and I was like, oh, you just have to do this, this, and this. And I was like, hey, I actually got that. In most cases, I'd be like, I don't know, not a numbers guy. Go talk to someone who is.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm the same way. And you know, what's funny is like now being like the dad of our family, like I do the finances, like I work on the taxes, like I do all this stuff, like I just detested growing up. But now you're like, well, somebody's got to do it. I guess I'll do it. So I'm actually like okay at it, but I'm great at doing my taxes. But in general, I'm like, you know, that wasn't the reason I was put on this earth, was to crunch numbers.
Yeah, 100%. And I always think like, man, if I just paid attention like a little bit in math class, I'd be so much better off right now.
I know. I think that's why I'm like extra hard on my son. I'm like, be good at math. Don't be like me.
Okay. I love the self-taught kind of thing. Like I like to experiment on my own body too and try to find new ways to solutions. Tell us about this. What does it look like? How did you begin the process and then take us through?
Well, I think probably like most people, you end up doing something that you had an experience with that was like really profound. So for me, like I said, I started with sprained ankles and then I actually, what really like set me off into this was I really hurt my low back. I think again, playing basketball, which is just kind of a brutal sport. I love it. But you know, get injured a lot. And so I hurt my low back. I was actually, went and saw a chiropractor. He's like, oh yeah, this is no problem. You know, kind of adjusted me. And then I was like, it was hard to get in my car. It got a lot worse. He's like, no, it just takes a few adjustments. I went back again. And then after the second time, I couldn't walk anymore. And I was just laid up for 6 months. And nothing against chiropractors. There's some amazing chiropractors, but I, when I went to an orthopedist, he basically was like, you were on the cusp. Either it was going to put you back and you were going to be fine, or it was going to slip that disc out even more. And that's what eventually happened. So I had a really bad like slip disc. It was like 10 millimeters out, got the MRI, the whole thing. I went and saw all these different people, all these different kind of techniques, and nothing really worked. And I was in so much pain. Like I was literally like crying driving to the appointment. And so eventually I was like, God, I got to figure this out on my own. And I think I'd already had a really good background in sports and, you know, training, and it just kind of flowered from there. And I eventually started realizing the basic tenet of my whole philosophy is that the body just basically gets out of balance. If you sit too much, you move a certain way, it can be imperceptible. But if you're talking about years and years, like the way you walk, your foot might have an angle out a few degrees, which you would never notice. But after 10,000 steps or 5,000 steps a day for years and years and years, it's dramatic. And so you get these muscle imbalances where some muscles will get too strong and tight and other muscles will get weak, and it just throws you out. It throws you out of balance, and you can go get it manually put back in like with a chiropractor, or you can take a little time and correct those imbalances, and then the whole body kind of comes back into balance. I was actually talking to someone yesterday who was like, my knee hurt. I hurt my knee and now my foot hurts and my ankle hurts. And I was like, well, that's because you were walking differently and that threw your ankle out. Or a lot of people have ankle pain and then their knee hurts. And it's like the same kind of thing. Once one joint kind of gets out of whack, other joints get affected too, because your whole body moves differently.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. In fact, I don't have any training. I mean, other than personal training, but I haven't done that for years. But
yeah.
You know, like you get someone, and I know for myself, like when I have some kind of injury or something that's bothered me, and I consciously really try not to limp or put more pressure on the other side, because sooner or later it's going to show up. And you tell people they're limping for months, and I'm like, you can't do that. Like, you're making it worse.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's the truth. A lot of times, like, it could be a really severe limp, obviously, or it could just be like this little thing that you don't even notice. But it, you know, your ankle's supposed to be a mobile joint, right? You can move it all over the place. Your knee's supposed to be a stable joint. Your hips are supposed to be mobile. But the second you mess that up, like you sprain your ankle, something simple, like whatever, I twisted my ankle and I throw on an ankle brace. Well, now you're making your ankle immobile. You're not allowing it to move. So guess what happens? You go up the kinetic chain to the knee. That's the next joint. And you're like, well, I still want to play basketball or soccer or whatever. Just run. And your body's like, okay, boss. I mean, I'll try to make it happen. But now your knee's being forced to move more mobily than it's supposed to. And now you're going to get knee pain. And then that can mess up. And then guess what? The next one is the hips. And that's where the low back is. And so it's like this domino effect. You could be sitting for, like most people sit and they round their shoulders and, you know, they're just looking at their phones and they don't realize, they don't take a look in the mirror and like, wow, my shoulders are like really rounded. What's going on here? And then all of a sudden they go to do something and they throw their shoulder out. It seems like a mystery. It seems unfair. But when you start understanding that, like, there's some simple principles that your body works under. And when you break those rules, the body, like your mind tells your body, hey, do this. And the body's like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'll do the best I can. But little muscles start doing the work of big muscles. And that's when you get into trouble. Or a stable joint has to become mobile and you get into trouble. So my whole thing is just fix those muscle imbalances, get things back into alignment a little bit. Let the big muscles take the brunt of the work. Let the little muscles be supporting. And then you're good. You can go play sports. You can do whatever you need to do. You can get out of pain, whether it's chronic, it's been a long, long time, like decades of pain. Doesn't matter. Once you fix these things, the body will come back into balance and it'll be like, sweet. Now I can just kind of move how I was supposed to.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
So what did you do? Yeah, just let me tell you real quick. When someone goes for a knee brace, I'm always like, I don't always say something, but it's like people got to go for a knee brace. They got to go for that support. And I'm not going to throw doctors under the bus here, but often that's like prescribed. Some people will need it, but that's how I feel, like intuitively, like don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I would say this, like I'm a big opponent of ever bracing up something that's supposed to be mobile. So like the ankles, like ankle braces are a really big popular thing. I mean, people have weak ankles and it's actually the most popular sports related injury. That's a mobile joint. So you're so much better off taking a little bit of a break, fixing it, improving strength and mobility and stability in that joint so that it moves the way it's supposed to move, but is protected, than putting on an ankle brace, which is like a kind of a shortcut that just makes it immobile. And now the knee is like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to move. When you move laterally, you still have agility and you're moving and you're cutting a certain way. When you move, the knee's like, I guess I have to do this. And your knee's only supposed to move like 10, 12, 13 degrees. That's it. And then after that, it's going to tear. So that's where you see like all these ACL, MCL tears. And 70% of those are non-contact, which tells you people are just not moving the way they're supposed to move.
You know, it's interesting. I know you're a basketball guy and I was a Spurs fan. I mean...
Which time period?
Every time I say that,
Tony Parker period?
Yeah.
Like, Ginobili?
Yeah.
Tim Duncan?
So I watched a little bit of Tim Duncan. I'll go ahead and date myself, which I'm fine with. I watched Tim Duncan at Wake Forest, and then he came over with the Admiral. So we had the Twin Towers. They built the big three with Parker and Ginobili.
Yeah.
So that was a fun, and I'm a team guy. Like, I like team instead of one.
Totally.
I think that's why I went towards the Spurs, but everyone's always like, ooh.
No, I'm right there with you. I actually, my favorite team during that period was the Suns. I was a huge Steve Nash fan.
Okay.
And so it was the same thing. He just made the game so beautiful to watch. I mean, Golden State has basically kind of tried to do, it has basically done that same kind of philosophy of just move the ball. And there's nothing better than watching that versus like a guy, like, I love James Harden, but you know, like, it just sticks. You know what I mean? Like, the ball's his. When he doesn't have the ball, he just stands out near midcourt and waits for someone to pass to him. Don't get me wrong. He's unbelievable. I love watching him, but it's not a team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%.
I shouldn't say that. Now that he's on the Nets, he's getting more assists. So I don't want to say, I don't throw him under the bus, but you know what I mean? Like a Steve Nash kind of guy, or even a Steph Curry, like Tony Parker, those guys were just like facilitators.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, I'm a huge believer. I have this theory about basketball, not to get too far into this, but you can learn everything you need to know about a person watching them play sports or playing a sport with them. And it's so true in basketball. Cause it's like, how are you like a passer? Are you just a scorer? Are you a ball hog? Do you play defense? Do you do the hustle plays? How are you when you get fouled? You know, do you cheat? Like, there's just so much you can learn about a person watching them play basketball for 5 minutes. You can know more about a person in 5 minutes watching them play basketball than you could knowing them for a year.
Yeah, I love that for sure. So what I wanted to mention was that when you're talking about the ankle and the knee, we know that Kawhi Leonard went down. Well, some of us maybe are. I don't know if we have a huge sports fan base listening to the show.
Yeah.
But he started having knee issues after the ankle, right? Do you remember that?
It was actually the same with Derrick Rose. People forget this, but you know, he was like won the MVP. Chicago was killing it. He was crushing everybody. He was wearing these really big ankle braces. And I was watching and I was like, man, I'm worried about him. And he kept spraining his ankle throughout the season. He had a bad ankle injury in the playoffs and he kept playing. And then I even wrote an article about it. I was like, Derek, if you can hear me, you got to rehab your ankles. And then the knee issues started. And it's the same, it's like right on down the line. You can just see it. Like, it's a gateway injury. And I always tell people, like, they think, oh, an ankle injury is not a big deal. It kind of is. Cause it can, I've actually seen people who get migraine headaches and I can trace it back to their ankle. Cause I'll be like, you're walking weird. It's affecting your hips. And that's, you know, low back is a whole other thing. But like, you know, think about your low back. Like, it's got a bucket of water on your hips. And if the water goes out the front, that's bad. And if the water goes out the back, that's bad. It should just be straight. And once you start playing with that, it'll mess up your shoulders because it has to counterbalance you so you don't fall over. Like, if your butt tucks under, then you'll fall backwards. So you have to round your shoulders to kind of stay in balance. And that can mess up your neck, which will give you headaches. So everything is connected. And it doesn't matter what your injury is. You do have to deal with the joint itself, but you also have to kind of deal with the joints above and below it.
So I'm interested to hear how you healed yourself. So give us, are you, I don't know if you ever get after an injury, if you get 100%, but are you pain free? Is your back fine? Tell us how.
Oh yeah, totally. Totally. That was what jettisoned me into this whole thing. It was about 6 months where I was laid up in bed, super depressed. And when you get that kind of pain, chronic pain, you start to feel like, man, this is it for me. Like, I'm going to have to give up basketball, the things I love. I'm going to put on weight. I'm just not going to be the person that I always was. And you start to get really depressed. And that was happening to me. I was like lying in bed, just like couldn't really sleep, couldn't roll over. It was awful. And that's when I was like, I'm not getting the answers I want. I'm not improving. I don't want to get surgery. I don't want to just use, like, you know, steroids. So I started researching a lot and I realized these basic muscle imbalances. And once I started doing that, it started to like lessen. And I tell people this all the time, when you're rehabbing from an injury, it's not a race, you know, take your time. And as you progress, you start, you know, notcheting it up a little bit, like kick it up a notch, kick it up and progress nicely. And that's what happened to me. And then, you know, I'm totally 100% now. And it's not that I couldn't get injured. I could, cause you know, I do play sports and stuff, but when I do, that's your body basically telling you there's something here you got to fix. Unless it was like, you know, just serious trauma, which can happen. But a lot of times it's just something out of whack and it's getting pushed and pushed and pushed. And then you do something that's the final straw, and it could be something minor. But that's how it happens. So you take a little break and you should address it. Like, my body's screaming out to me, fix something, fix it. And if you don't, you will be in pain forever. But if you do, you can get out of pain. You can go right back to your life, which is a beautiful thing. It's a get out of jail free card. You know, you're not stuck. You don't have to be stuck in that life. You can fix it.
You know, what bothers me is the outside influence of, I'll tell you about my story that's very similar to yours. And, which is brief. It doesn't define me, but I didn't create a whole business around it.
What are you saying about me?
Think you're better than me?
What are you trying to say?
But I really dislike the mindset. Like, you hear from so many people of like, oh, well, you're getting older, or, oh, yeah, those aches and pains are common. And I've never believed that in my whole life. And I always tell people, like, I don't feel like we should accept or expect our health to decline as we get older. But yeah, it's really difficult. And maybe that's part of the reason why I tried not to make it public, or didn't really like tell people how much pain I was in, or how hard of a time I was having. Because people just try to like, they try to make you feel better, which is nice. But then they want you to like accept it. Like, you're just getting older. Accept that in your life.
Yeah. Dude, it's so true. And I would say this, it is more work. Like, when you're in your 20s, I remember when I'd be like, oh, I think I put on a few pounds, I want to lose a little weight. I just wake up the next morning and I'd be a few pounds lighter. Now, like, I'm in my 40s and it's like, I got to bleed to lose some weight. You know, like, I got to really work out hard, and your metabolism slows down a little bit, and it's natural. But you do lose lean muscle when you get older. That doesn't mean that you can't put that lean muscle back. It doesn't mean you have to become inflexible and like, you know, the Tin Man. It just means you have to work a little harder, make it a priority in your life. And then it'll happen. You know, you're not going to be as limber as you were in your 20s unless you really work at it, but you can do it. I mean, you can see people who do like yoga in their 70s and they're like so graceful and beautiful, but that's because they've been doing it for, you know, 30, 40 years. You just have to make it a priority, because if you don't, then your body will eventually be like, hey boss, I tried, you know, I did my best for as long as I could, but this is where we're at. Is if you take care of it and you recognize that your body is working so hard for you every second of the day, show it some love. It'll be there for you too.
Yeah, for sure. So I tried everything. So I don't know if it's connected to the car accident. It could have been. I've been an athlete my whole life.
Oh, you had a car accident. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks. That was a couple of years ago, and I had some back pain, and then, yeah, and then something, a pinched nerve. This was probably a year and a half later after the car accident. Then I had a pinched nerve and couldn't walk for a couple of days. And I'm highly active, working out every day. And then I'll just give you the quick flyby. And then, I think we got a slip disc. And then, finally got an MRI, and I couldn't really hear the doctor. The phone call, and it was all like, I was driving, it was all like muffly. I couldn't really hear. And of course, like, and I say this all the time, like, I don't, like, that's their training. Like, I'm not really into medication or surgeries. Of course, if there's other options. So she was basically just trying to recommend surgeries. And I was like, I don't really want surgery. So she couldn't really help at that time. But anyways, I started having really bad pain. I had numbness in my toes. My foot was like aching. My calf was aching.
Yeah.
Some days my lower back hurt, but it was always my leg. And I kind of
like
went
sciatica. It was like sciatica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I kind of went through something like you a little bit. I wasn't completely laid up, but I was probably 4 months of in bed for a couple of weeks, and then four months of just like pain. Like, it was irritable. I was a bit moody. I was a bit depressed. Like, nothing seemed to work. Physio, acupuncture, chiro.
Yep.
Then I started doing my own cupping. I started doing I was trying to heal myself. I was doing ice. Mm-hmm. I still do ice baths. And at any rate, so I'm kind of at the point. Well, I am at the point where the pain, this is just recently, maybe in the last 2-3 weeks. Now the pain is gone.
That's amazing. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's so uplifting. Like, my wife said my whole energy is different because I see hope. Like,
yeah,
before, like what you were talking about is,
yep,
you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you try to stay as positive as possible, but is my activity level gone? Am I always going to have pain for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
So, at any rate, I'm still learning and still want to strengthen. But now that chronic pain is gone, which I've never experienced before, I feel like there's more hope that I can strengthen and completely get rid of that pain.
It's pain is an incredibly brutal teacher, and you can either learn from it and it'll transform your life, or you can just get stuck. And I think most people get stuck, and it's not because they're lazy. It's just they just don't know what to do, or they get bad advice, or they get sent down the wrong tunnel. And you know, you just get to a point where you're like, oh man, this is it. And it's just pain management is the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And there's nothing quite like it. And it can really transform your life for better or for worse. And so my whole message is, let it be for better. I met a guy a few months ago, and his whole thing was, I've had back pain for 10 years. I gave up surfing. He's only 30. It happened when he was 20. He's like, my whole 20s has just been destroyed. Couldn't surf. I just figured I was done for the rest of my life. I was like, no, you could be surfing again. And you should have seen like what the look on his face was, like, I could surf again. It was like the greatest message he'd ever. And that's my message, is that you don't have to just give up on the stuff you love. You just got to put in a little work and fix these things. With respect to the back, you know, the vertebrae, once it gets out of balance, the vertebrae start to squeeze together. And that's what puts pressure on those discs. Once you correct these muscle imbalances, especially in your hips, the vertebrae start to separate. And that's what takes so much of that. That takes the pressure off the disc. It takes the pressure off the nerves. And, you know, all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, I'm actually out of pain. I'm sure that's what happened with you. You know, whatever you were doing, it got that natural S curve back in your your low back. And it took the pressure off those discs. And all of a sudden, you know, the pain is gone. It feels like a miracle, but it's not. You put in the work. You did the things you needed to do. Now you're going to reap the reward.
That's actually nice to hear, because it was a bit of a progression. Like, my toes started to come back. Like, I started to get feeling in my toes and less pain in my foot.
That's scary.
It was. And you talk to anyone, and like I said, I've never experienced this before. And you talk to anyone and they're like, you know, some people deal with this their whole life. And I'm like, I don't want that as an answer.
Yeah. I'm telling you, every person I talk to, I've never met a person that was like, oh yeah, I'm good. Like, I'm fine. No, every person has had a bad injury, some kind of chronic pain that they're just living with. And my whole message is no, you don't have to do that. You don't have to live on like Advil and Tylenol and painkillers. Like, just handle it. You can't. I understand it's difficult. Well, what do I do? You know, I mean, that's why I created what I did. But, you know, just focus on it and you can fix it.
Yeah. And that, like I said, that's really nice to hear, because I was doing all these things over and over again. You see such little results and you're like, is this really doing anything? And then now I'm at a point where, like, did all those things get me to this, or does it just naturally go back the way it should?
Well, you said that your toes stopped, you know, tingling, right? Like, your toes were feeling better. Well, that was like a great sign that, like, a little, might have just been a millimeter, 2 millimeters of pressure off that, you know, a little more space in your low back. And so it wasn't pushing on that disc quite as hard. So it wasn't sending that nerve pain down your leg quite as far. So yeah. And that's the whole thing, is like, it's not just like you do this and then you wake up one day and it's gone magically. No, it's a progression. You start to feel a little bit stronger, a little bit better. Sometimes people do rehab and they go too hard and they actually can make it worse. So my whole thing is start really gentle. You know, it's not a race. Don't expect it in 3 days it's going to be better, especially if it's like an old injury. Just take your time. Take your time. And this is the coolest thing about it. You will learn so much about your body. That's why I tell people, like, I love squats, you know, not like heavy squats, but like just the squat motion is so great. But I always tell people, try to do it bilaterally. Do lunges, do split squats, because it will tell you so much more about your body than doing a squat. When you do a squat on two legs, your left leg might be weak, your right leg might be tight. You won't really know if you're on two legs. But the second you get into a split squat, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is so much harder on my left side. I don't have balance on my right side. That's going to teach you so much about your body. And that is the beautiful thing about this journey, is you will learn, oh, my right hip is like this. My left, you know, hip is like this. My right ankle is like this. And you start to learn. I even tell people, you can even journal a little bit about it. Like, write down some of this stuff, because that's how you're going to fix it. And, you know, then you start to realize, oh, the world isn't out to get me. Life isn't just unfair randomly. I did this. I did this through how I sit, how I don't do this. I don't stretch. I blah, blah, blah. Right. Now you got that information and you can start to correct it.
And instead of taking that accountability, like, I did this. I think that.
But that's taking your power back. You know, when you say, oh, poor me, you know, this is just my life sucks. You've given up your power. When you say, no, I'm going to take accountability, I did this, then you can also fix it. And that's taking your power back.
Yeah, I love that. So what are some of the things that you did?
Well, first I had to, you know, rest for a while. I just, you know, that I needed a little time. But then with my low back, I realized I was going to have to start doing things. And that's the thing. You have to start moving. You can't just lay in bed. You can't just rest, because the body starts to harden in that position. Back pain is one of those things where those nerves get aggravated so easily. And then it can be days or weeks of pain because they're just so sensitive. So the main thing was to find a way to move where it didn't aggravate or cause an issue with my nerves. And then it was a matter of, okay, I realized that my butt tucked under when I stood up. I was like, wow, my butt tucks under. That means my glutes are really, really weak. I need to strengthen my glutes. And that's why I was mentioning, like, doing bilateral work. I started doing split squats. I started improving the strength in my core. But really, it wasn't so much this improvement in core strength as it was fixing my hips so I could get my butt to just kind of, just an inch to kind of stick out a little bit more. And once I did that, I got, when you have a flat back, that's what goes back to what I was saying, where those vertebrae just start to jet right up against each other. And whatever discs are in there just start to get scrunched. And so when you create that natural little curve by getting your butt to tuck back a little bit instead of tuck under, then all of a sudden the pain started to get a lot less. And I was like, oh, I'm really onto something here. And then I'd be like, I can kick it up a notch, kick it up a notch. Started doing, you know, more leg work and, you know, stretching my hamstrings, which were super, super tight, but they were also weak. I had to work out all kinds of stuff in my IT band and my quads and just really focus the most on my glutes, because those are the quarterback. You know, the hamstrings and the quads are kind of like the supplemental. They're huge muscles, but the glutes are the biggest. So it really starts and ends with the glutes. There are a lot of people, though, who have the opposite, where their butt actually sticks out too far. And so they have too much of a curve. So it's usually one or the other. It's a flat back or it's an overextended curve in the low back. And that's what you have to fix. So that's what I did. And it took a little time. It took about a month or two. But then I was like, wow. And then within a couple months, I was back playing basketball. And when I went back, I was like, okay, now I can play and I'm not scared. I'm not worried, because I know I've protected protected myself. So that's what I want for people. That's my message is, you know, get your life back. You can have your life back. Doesn't matter if you've had pain for a long time. Doesn't matter if it's a new injury. If it is a new injury, deal with it right away so it doesn't set and become this long-term chronic pain situation. But even if it does, you can still fix it. You got to go back in there and, you know, crack up the concrete and, you know, get things fluid again and, you know, it'll happen.
That's awesome. I think a lot of people just need to hear something positive. They need to hear some hope, you know, like how many people, I don't know anyone that told me like, oh, this can be like, you can fix this. Like, yeah, it was tough. Like, you know what it's like. It was tough to go to practitioners and they try to do some treatments and come back next week and we'll see if we can do it again and hopefully get some results. Like I had no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. And you can spend thousands and thousands of dollars, waste years of your life and you end up right back where you started. I mean, you can make an analogy. It's just like weight loss, right? You know, like if you're really overweight, it could just seem like, oh, this is just it for me. No, you got to put in the work, but you can lose the weight. It's doable. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to lie. It's not just like a shortcut, but it's not impossible. And it's not that hard. It's not like insurmountable. It just requires a few habit changes. You know, focus on these things, work on these things every day and your body will just respond like you won't believe.
So we do have to wrap things up here, but I'm interested in the business end of it. Like what you actually do, like are you as a practitioner?
So I created these six different systems. It's all called the Malin Method. So it's malinmethod.com. That's the site. And there's these six different systems. One is for the ankle, one is for the knee. I have one for tennis elbow. I have one for carpal tunnel. I have one for the low back and I have one for the shoulder. And that all happened because like I said in the beginning, I started with the ankle and people would like hit me up all the time. Like, this is awesome, but I have a shoulder injury or my back's been hurting. Can you do something to like apply this to the back? And so that's why I came up with these basically the major kind of joints and areas in the body that people have the most struggle the most with either pain or injury. And so the whole point of it is to just teach you. I just walk you through it. It's like these like online videos basically where I just walk you through. Here's what you do at home. For most of it, you don't need any equipment or very, very minimal. Or I just tell you like, you know, hey, you can just use this like stuff that you have at your house and get you working the way you're supposed to work, get those muscles back in balance and get you out of pain and healing your body actually significantly faster than if you just either did nothing or you did kind of the standard like rest and ice kind of situation. And so that's what I created a number of years ago. And I've been very fortunate that, you know, people have really responded very well to it. And because, you know, a lot of people, especially in the pandemic, like stuck at home. But even when you're not, you know, I'm not saying don't go to a therapist. You can always do that as an option or go see other specialists, but this is something where you could just do it at home and I just walk you through it and show you how to do it.
So this is an online program. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. It's all just online, like basically no equipment, just do it all at home and you're just with me and I'm just walking you through it. Here's what you do. Here's step one, here's step two, here's step three. We're going to do it together.
Awesome. Are you doing this full-time job for you?
Yeah. I'm pretty focused on it. Like I said, I feel like, you know, you find your calling in weird ways, like falling asleep on my dad's floor in his office, like crunching numbers wasn't for me, but you know, getting people out of pain and seeing that like light in their eyes come back and getting like, you know, videos or people tell me stuff or emails, it just makes my day. It's like, this is why I do it, you know, because I was there where you are now. And I know what that's like. And you know, it's a prison sentence. And I'm here to say, you know, no, you can get out of jail and you can live that life that you want to live and go back to doing the things you love. That's my message. So that's why I do it.
I love it. I feel like I needed to hear that a bit today.
Good.
Yeah, for sure. Is there anything that we missed that you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to say for your listeners, we're doing a coupon thing. So, if you go to the site, at Malin Method and you type in explore, cause I thought that was good cause we're exploring, right? So if you just type in explore, you get 25% off. So that's just for your listeners. And, that way they can try it and, you know, get something off, to make it easier on them.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then, I know you mentioned your website. Is there anything else you want to mention in that regard?
No, that was it. You know, thanks for having me. This has been a blast. You're a great host. I appreciate you letting me on and kind of ramble.
No, it was great. You're welcome. It was our pleasure. It was a great story. I love what you're doing. And obviously 100% on board with everything that you're saying. So thanks for your time today.
Thank you. And good luck with your back. It sounds like you're on the right path and you're going to, you know, you're going to be in a situation where it's going to be a distant memory.
I can't wait for that. For sure. Yeah. All right, Scott, thanks for joining us today on Exploring Mind and Body.
Thank you, Drew.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, challenge, whatever it may be, we'd love to have you join us. We're also on Instagram.com/DrewTadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is TrueFormLife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at TrueFormLife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.